We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh, now mostly cloudy and 57 degrees. A man is in critical condition after a shooting in downtown Wichita. It happened around 8:30 last night in the 900 block of North Market. Police told KSN News that they do not have a suspect. The investigation is ongoing. Several communities in Kansas are picking up the pieces after severe storms and tornadoes over the weekend. A tornado damaged homes and a church in the Edwards County town of Lewis. KSN News spoke with Lewis Christian Church pastor Rhonda Glenn, who says part of the roof and some rafters were peeled away from the building, debris landing over a block away.
The roof landed in the backyard of the parsonage. It demolished a carport that we have back there. We're pretty tight in that church, and we have a lot of family, and I know that folks will come together and we'll be able to rebuild.
The Storm Prediction Center has placed the KNSS listening area in an enhanced risk for severe weather today. The main risks are large hail, strong winds, and heavy rains, with a flash flood watch also issued for the area with 2 to 4 inches of rain possible. Two homes were destroyed and one person was taken to a local hospital after a tornado slammed through the town of Geronimo in southern Oklahoma. Walden Simmons says he feels lucky to be alive after the tornado destroyed his house.
All of a sudden the roof went, and that was it. You know, it was gone. Everything is gone.
Authorities later confirmed that the tornado had winds up to 130 miles per hour. No injuries have been reported following a 4.4 magnitude earthquake in northern Oklahoma. The U.S. Geological Survey says the Tembler was recorded shortly before 3:30 p.m. Friday, about 9 miles south-southeast of Medford. That's about 82 miles north of Oklahoma City. The earthquake was recorded at a depth of about 3 miles. The quake could be felt across south-central Kansas. Police arrested a 24-year-old man in connection with a fatal shooting Friday afternoon in southeast Wichita.
The shooting happened Friday around 4:30 p.m. in the 1500 block of South Parkwood near Harry and Edgemore. Wichita Police Chief Gordon Ramsey said that a young man was found there who had died from an apparent gunshot wound. Noah Kanyezer was arrested on suspicion of first-degree murder. A language barrier made developing suspect information difficult, at least at first. The department had interpreters that were able to help gain information about what led up to the man's death. Amy Webb, KNSS News.
The Kansas Highway Patrol is investigating a fatal crash in Reno County.
The crash happened shortly after 1 Saturday afternoon on K-14 Highway near Greenfield Road, which is about 5 miles south of South Hutchinson. According to the Kansas Highway Patrol, a 2013 Ford Focus driven by 49-year-old Charles Ruff left the roadway and struck a culvert before rolling 3 times and coming to rest on its wheels. Ruff died later at Hutchinson Hospital. His passenger, 49-year-old Lisa Marie Moreno, suffered minor injuries. Matthew Harding, KNSS News.
KNSS News time now, 6:03, 3 minutes past 6 o'clock. Good morning, Steve and Ted in the morning here on this Monday, May 20th, 2019 at 6:09, 9 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Gasoline prices didn't change over the weekend, or at least I'm not really seeing any change as of yet out there. It was around $2.49 with a couple of lower prices out there on Friday, and that's more or less where we're sitting at right now. $2.49 is kind of the average price. I did spot some $2.47 prices out there. Got one at $2.47 at 21st North and 127th East. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Clouds and moisture will be spreading into south central Kansas, and that will lead to areas of showers and a few thunderstorms this afternoon. It'll be breezy with a high 62. Some storms may be severe and produce heavy rainfall this evening and overnight. Our low near 60. Rain again early tomorrow. Tuesday's high 74. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now mostly cloudy and east wind to 25, gusting to 25 miles per hour, 54 degrees. Wind out of the east gusting to 25 miles per hour. That's a little unusual. Taking a look at the KNSS Weather Center radar this morning, there is a band of showers, an area of showers to the west now, moving in our direction from the west, and it's basically a front edge of it is about 15, 20 miles east of Dodge City. So you're looking at least 100 miles out there, but it's all moving in the general direction. The front goes clear down into northern Oklahoma, so that's kind of we're in the target. It should be hitting Wichita here in a few hours. Looks like we're going to have rain off and on for the next couple of days at least. And today is Monday, the 20th. On this date in 1932, Amelia Earhart took off from Newfoundland to become the first woman to fly solo across the Atlantic. Because of weather and equipment problems, Earhart sat down in Northern Ireland instead of her intended destination, which was France. That's the route that Lindbergh had taken in 1927, and Amelia Earhart, from Kansas, was doing this in 1932. Had a sunny, breezy day across south-central Kansas Sunday. Wichita's high temperature, 71 degrees. Normal high for the date, 78. And on this date in 1957, an F-4 tornado cut a track of near-total devastation from Williamsburg, Kansas, through the southeast suburbs of Kansas City. The track was 71 miles long, nearly a half mile wide, 44 deaths, and 531 injuries. God, that was a tough one. 1957. You see where came through Kansas, right? Yeah, you can see, imagine the path in your mind there. 611, Steve and Ted.
Police. Probably even a much more densely populated area today.
Oh, yeah.
There was a tornado on that track today. Ooh.
Could be worse. Police in Massachusetts say a woman has been struck by her own car, seriously injured, after her child accidentally put the car into reverse while she was loading the vehicle. Chelmsford Police Chief James Spinney says the 37-year-old woman, who authorities have not identified, is expected to survive the Sunday morning incident. Police say the woman's 9-year-old son shifted the car into reverse while she was standing at the open driver's side front door. Say the woman tried to dive for the brake pedal but was pinned and run over by the vehicle.
Yeesh.
Vehicle continued down the driveway, came to a stop after striking a rock wall opposite the house. The child was not injured. Kid making a mistake there and obviously not old enough to know what was going on, but yeah, almost killed mom there. 612, Steve and Ted, it is Monday morning, and we're here again,
yep.
Right?
I might not have made it.
What happened?
I had to slam on my brakes on the way in. As two deer running across Central at Armour.
Central and Armour. Really?
They were from the north, and they were running into the neighborhood there on the south.
Isn't it something?
And I'm glad I was paying attention. If I'd have been daydreaming for
close.
A second or two,
yeah,
could have hit two deer.
Wow. In the middle of Wichita.
In the middle of East Wichita. Just basically Central and Rock.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've seen one around here before in this area. But, wow, that's right down in the residential neighborhood, right in the middle of town, you know.
So that gave me a little...
Yeah, that'll get your heart going, won't it?
Oh, man.
Wow. All right.
But, yes, we're here.
Ted's lucky to be here today. Today is a special birthday in our family. My grandson, Luke Thummel, turned 16 years old today.
How about that?
Luke T,
they call him. Oh, my gosh.
Luke T is 16, and he's taller than me already. I don't know where he's going to top out. His older brother's 6'4".
Still going?
I don't know where he's going to top out. He's a big boy. He's a little beefier than his older brother, too. So, you know, he's like all 16-year-old kids, likes sports, likes cars, girls,
yep.
The whole thing. And he's going to be a sophomore next year at Bishop Carroll.
How about that?
So Luke's having a birthday. Of course, a week from today is Memorial Day, isn't it, Ted?
That would be correct.
That is correct. Oh, man, there's a lot of people making plans about that and what they're going
to
be doing.
The closer we get to the end of the week, everybody will be getting into holiday mode.
I ran into a couple of listeners over the weekend. One of them
I believe you probably know a guy named Pete Meitzner.
Sure.
Sedgwick County Commissioner. Mm-hmm. We were, Shelley and I were at the Schofield Honda Saturday morning, and Pete was there. And I had we had chatted with him a little bit. That was about the time, what you were doing Saturday morning, that was just about the time that rainstorm came through. That dropped rain for about 15 minutes like it was a toad strangler.
Yes.
And we saw some pea-sized hail out there, too. Yeah, that was quite a little storm. Didn't last long. It dropped a ton of rain.
There was times when it was just coming straight down, yeah. Just a straight pour.
Straight down. And the other thing that happened, they were talking about this and talking about it this morning. Friday afternoon, there was an earthquake. Did you feel this thing?
Did not.
4.4 down near Medford, Oklahoma. Jad says he felt it.
Yeah. Really shook my apartment. Really.
Did it really? Okay. Mm-hmm.
It was moving things. I could see things moving. I could feel it. It was a rough one.
Well, he didn't in my place in Riverside, not a thing. I mean, I wonder how that works.
Yeah, once they get it to 4.4.
That's a pretty good tumbler.
Well, maybe you got a big foundation of clay there in Riverside.
Could be.
Or something. And maybe you don't feel it. I don't know.
You know, I've only felt one earthquake there at the house. This was three or four years ago. I felt one, like a Saturday morning or something. And the only other one I felt was here one morning, Jadwin. You remember that one where it felt like it just a big truck had hit the building and just kind of like that.
That was more or less about the same feel as the other one had.
The one you had Friday?
Yeah. Yeah. I'd say those were felt the same. And that one, I could see things moving too. Of course, just to paint a picture for you, there's these microphones we have here on booms. These booms were shaking back and forth.
Wow.
On that one that you and I felt that one day. I imagine that they were doing the same thing on Friday.
That's a little scary, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right. 6:16 now, Steve and Ted. And again, it's a Memorial Day weekend coming up. And by the way, on the earthquake, we don't have any reports of damage or injuries or anything like that. We've been tracking a couple of weather stories out of Kansas and Oklahoma and keeping an eye on the situation just to see what's going to happen next. But looks like for the next couple of 3 or 4 or 5 days, maybe, we're going to have the possibility of basically some pretty heavy rain.
Yep.
There's going to be some hail possibly, but some pretty heavy rain. So be ready for that over the next week or so. And we'll keep you posted, as always, right here on KNSS. 6:17 now with Steve and Ted. Let's go ahead and do leadoff sports this morning with Ted Woodward. And I know the Shockers survived to go to the postseason, right, Ted, on baseball?
Yeah, we'll have.
And then you've got the Royals playing yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on?
And, of course, the NBA Conference Finals taking place last night. Had a lot of fun watching the Raptors-Bucks game. Fred VanVleet, the former Wichita State Shocker, was getting tons of playing time last night. Although, very rough night for Fred. He's kind of lost his shooting confidence. Everybody in the building knows it. So he's trying to break out of it. Fred last night only made one shot, 1 for 11 from the field.
Ouch.
However, the one he did hit was pretty important. You heard the game on last night on Sports Radio KFH. Here's some of the action from the Raptors Radio Network late in regulation.
Gasol sends it out to VanVleet, pulls the trigger on a three and hits! 3:17 to go. Fred VanVleet with Lowry on the bench fouled out. Hits the go-ahead three.
Yeah, he had a big one then anyway.
Big one late in regulation.
Yeah.
This game would end up going double overtime where the Raptors did win 118 to 112. Fred VanVleet ends up playing 30 minutes, 3 points, 3 rebounds, and a half dozen assists as Toronto gets back into this one, now down 2-1. So far, the home team has won all 3 games in this series. Over in the Western Conference Finals tonight, it might be over. It's game 4 as the Golden State Warriors are in Portland taking on the Trail Blazers. Golden State up 3-0 going for the sweep tonight. Live coverage of that one begins at 7 o'clock this evening. And you can listen to the Warriors and the Trail Blazers on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Warriors a 3.5-point favorite to close this one out in a sweep. Before that Warriors Trailblazers game, we'll talk KU Athletics. It's the monthly edition of KU Hawk Talk with Director of Athletics Jeff Long. That'll be at 6 o'clock tonight over on Sports Radio KFH. Speaking of KU, good weekend for the Jayhawks in baseball as they swept K-State yesterday in Lawrence, winning a doubleheader, winning 9-6 and a 6-4. As KU gets its first sweep over K-State in baseball in 11 years. And KU loves playing on Sunday. They've won 9 straight Sunday games. KU finishes up the regular season on a four-game winning streak with a record of 31-24 as they get ready for the Big 12 tournament. And you mentioned the Royals. Kansas City Royals finishing up the weekend in Los Angeles against the Angels. The Royals needing a win to avoid getting swept. And it was a good thing they had starting pitcher Danny Duffy on the mound, who continues his very good pitching. He wins his third straight start as he shut down the Angels. The Royals won it 5-1 to snap a four-game losing streak. Danny Duffy now 3-1 on the season.
Good for him.
Sports with Steve and Ted.
Duffy had some problems last year or so.
Yeah, inconsistent, up and down.
Well, maybe he's got it together.
But he's, he's on a nice little streak right here. Look, if he can keep it going. Royals obviously need a starter or two that can go out and give them what they need every time out.
They do. All right, Ted, 6:21 now. Keep it here for Fox News commentator Todd Starnes. Classroom debate about heroes. Going to talk about that coming up, Steve, 10 in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.